Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We have switched to the Leo P. Flynn Gallery today at SDPB's downtown Sioux Falls studios for the rest of our show. We have some folks here in the studio with us. You're still welcome to stop down. We're at the corner of Phillips and 4th Avenue. You can watch this on the webcast at sd.net if you want to see the Offutt Brass Ensemble right here in person. And they're joining us now. We've got a six-piece brass ensemble band from Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska in South Dakota for how long? A few days?
Yes, we're in town for 4 or 5 days.
All right. This is Tech Sergeant Carl Eitzen, and he is the NCO in charge of this group. Tell us a little bit about this ensemble and what your sort of mission is.
Well, the Air Force Band's mission is to get out into the public and tell the communities about all the great things that our servicemen and women are doing in the Air Force today and the other services. Offutt Brass is a six-member brass ensemble. It's a brass quintet plus percussion. So we provide a wide variety of musical support for military events, as well as getting out into community and performing for them, in addition to doing a lot of educational and outreach missions.
So I want you to introduce the folks in the band first, and if you can, tell us a little bit about how you find your way into this group. Is it something that you're, 18 years old and you're joining the Air Force because you're in the high school band? Is it something else? How do you find your way into a brass ensemble?
Yes, well, all of us started out playing instruments in school and having band directors and mentors that guided us along the way. We all have advanced degrees in music from rather prestigious universities and colleges from around the country. And it's something we audition for. It's unlike most other ways you get into the military, where you go see a recruiter, you take the ASVAB, and then they kind of set you up with a job. Here, to get into an Air Force band, you actually take an audition first. And then once you pass that audition, then they give you some paperwork, you go to a recruiter, and you kind of make their job easy. And then you go through the process. We all do go through basic training, and we all are deployable overseas.
So during that whole time in basic training, you don't get to practice. You're away from your instruments at that point. Or do they have a special band basic training for you?
There actually is a band flight.
There is.
So a couple hours a week, you get to actually play on bugles. It's not very much, but it's better than nothing.
All right. So how do you find each other? Like, how long will this group play together as a unit?
Well, this particular group, the six of us, this is actually the first time all six of us have played together. The five of us brass players have played together for a little over a year. But on drums, Technical Sergeant Marshall Gentry is filling in for us while one of our other members is away at a professional military education school.
So are you deployable? Do you have other jobs other than being in the band? How does that sort of unfold in the grand scheme of your career?
Yes, one of the missions for the band is to deploy and go overseas and play music for the troops over there. Our rock band from the Heartland of America band will actually be deploying next fall for several months, and they'll be just providing music and entertainment and just a little piece of home for the troops overseas.
So live music when you're deployed is a big deal, I'm guessing. Tell me what kind of response that you get for troops when members of the band or other groups really go out and meet them where they're at and bring a little bit of that music to them.
Well, I have yet to personally deploy, but my colleagues that I know from around the base, when they hear music from home, it definitely, they do say it helps like bring a little piece of home to them, to wherever they're at, and provide some comfort for them and a release from all the day-to-day activities that they go through.
All right, introduce your bandmates for me, if you will, please.
Absolutely. Over here on the end, we're gonna start with Staff Sergeant Select. He's senior airman right now, but sometime this summer, he'll be promoted to Staff Sergeant. It's Nathan Owen. And he is actually a former member of the Army Band program, and we've been lucky enough to pick him up a little over a year ago.
What's better, Army or Air Force? Don't answer that. Okay, Air Force.
On trombone, we have Master Sergeant Ben Cato. He's been in the Air Force approximately 17 years, almost 17 years. And our senior member of the ensemble is Master Sergeant Alex Serwatowski from Detroit, Michigan, on tuba. Over here, we have Staff Sergeant Daniel Thrower, who's our musical director of the ensemble, and he's been in the Air Force for just about 8 years. And back here on percussion is Tech Sergeant Marshall Gentry from Fresno, California. He's been in close to 20. And my name's Technical Sergeant Carl Eitzen. I've been in almost 14 years, and I'm originally from San Diego, California.
All right, so let's get started with some music. You're going to play two songs, and then we'll stop and talk a little bit about the third song. First two songs, how do you want to introduce those for listeners?
Sure. The first piece is called Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines, which is from a movie from long ago, which, you know, appropriately named Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines. We use this as a piece to help tell the story of the men and women, the Air Force, and things that they do. And then the second piece we're going to play is America the Beautiful, which is one of the most, you know, quintessential patriotic songs that we have in our repertoire.
All right. Here is the Offutt Brass.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. We have the six-piece brass ensemble, the Offutt Brass from Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha. Here in South Dakota, you'll be at Lincoln High School, Roosevelt High School, Augustana University, and then heading up to SDSU for a Bandmasters Festival. Public concert at that point in Brookings?
That's correct. The concert is open to the public, so if you don't have a ticket, we encourage you to show up anyways. And you can also refer to our Facebook page. If you just go to USAF Heartland of America Band, just search for that. You'll be able to find all the information you need to get to that concert. We also are also going to just want to note that we're going to go play for the Veterans Medical Center here in town on Thursday. And it's always a treat to go get to play for those veterans there.
All right, we're going to talk to Daniel Thrower here. Daniel, right?
Yes.
Yep, Staff Sergeant Daniel Thrower, because this next piece is called Rushmore Trail, and this is something that you composed, and it's a special to South Dakota as well. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
It is. I like to describe my music as a personal journal, a musical journal, and this is one of the entries of my life. So I'll tell you a little about the story, how it came to be. In 2016, a childhood dream of mine came true. I'm a patriotic guy. I grew up loving Mount Rushmore and all those things. And in 2016, I was able to go there for the first time ever with this wonderful group of musicians. So that was great. We went on President's Day in 2016. The weather was a little better than it is now. And then just last year, we were invited back to play on Independence Day. And Technical Sergeant Eitzen asked if I'd be willing to write a piece. And absolutely. I love Mount Rushmore. I love this group. And so I wrote the piece. Last year, my family was actually able to join me too. So in the personal journal there, you hear a little bit about the anticipation at the beginning, the beautiful, serene mountainside and everything on the way up there. And then you'll hear the excitement as the kids anticipate getting there, you know. And anyway, you'll hear it. It's wonderful, I think, but that's my own biased opinion. I like my music.
Agreed by the group. All right, Rushmore Trail with the Offutt Brass. And you can watch at SD.net and continue listening here, but watch SD.net and you can see the band live.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. We have a live audience here in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery for the Offutt Brass Ensemble. You can watch live at SD.net. And that last piece, Rushmore Trail, composed by band member Staff Sergeant Daniel Thrower. Thank you for that. All right, I'm going to say thank you for listening to all the folks in the audience and on radio and online, because you've got two more pieces that are going to play us out to the end of the show. And these are some real classic favorites.
Yes, one that needs no introduction is Stars and Stripes by the late, great John Philip Sousa. It's always one of our favorites. We always play near the end of our show, I think. I don't think there's been a concert that I've performed as a military musician that I probably haven't played this piece, and it's great to see people standing up and clapping at the end of it. And the other piece we're going to play is all the armed service songs in a medley. And again, that's talk about favorite things. It's always great. Again, no matter how many times you play this, you look out into the audience and you see all those folks, stand up during their song, beaming with pride. And just that's one of our missions, is to get out and honor all those veterans that have served our country faithfully. So it's a pleasure and an honor to get to do that.
All right. Thank you for your service, veterans. Thank you for the music today, and thank you for your service. We appreciate your time, and thanks for listening.
The book.